This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
And to this conference of African freedom fighters and supporters of the growing movement for Africa's liberation and unity. It is good for our cause to have a periodic meeting of this kind to examine our position in the great struggle to rid Africa completely and forever of imperialism and its handmaidens, colonialism and neo-colonialism. Africa is rich and not poor. As the great wealth that has been taken out of our continent over five centuries of despoliation and extortion, very well proved. Africa has immense actual and potential wealth. Gold, diamond, copper, manganese, bauxite, iron ore, uranium, asbestos, chrome, cobalt, a host of other minerals. Our essential agricultural produce have all been drained away by colonialist imperialism. Africa is far from being poor. It is Africans who are poor, not Africa. And they are poor because of the uncounted profit that has been made out of the exploitation of their labor and their lands. If we have been bitten to enter the European community, we must have something that community needs. And needs badly when it pretends to offer a bonus by way of aid. When Greeks come bearing grapes, should we not look them well in the mouth? If I may mix my metaphor, but I'm sure you get my meaning. I raise this point so that it will stay in your minds when you may be tempted by the seductive promises of new colonialism to forget the real character of colonialist imperialism and be persuaded away from your own true interests and those of Africa. For today, we must each see ourselves as part of Africa in order that we may face colonialist imperialism and its new form, new colonialism, on a continent-wide front. This requires some plain speaking. And for the sake of Africa, let us speak plainly. As I see it, our greatest danger stems from disunity and the inability to see that the realization of our hopes and aspirations, the realization of our objective of total African independence, and of our future progress and prosperity is inextricably bound up with the necessity to unify our policy and actions in connection with the continuous struggle for independence and the greater task of economic and social reconstruction beyond it. We must therefore face the issue of African unity now. For only unity will make the artificial boundaries and regional demarcations imposed by colonialism obsolete and superfluous. African unity will thus provide an effective remedy for border disputes and internecine troubles. In a united Africa, there could be no frontier claims between Ethiopia and Somalia, or between Zanzibar and Kenya, Guinea or Liberia, or between Ghana, Togoland and the Ivory Coast. Because we would regard ourselves as one great continental family of nations. Some of the leaders, it must be confessed, do not see the struggle of their brother Africans as part of their own struggle. Even if they did, they would not be free to express their solidarity. These rifts are consciously created by the imperialists between Africans, where they can sit back and watch with sly satisfaction, as well as contempt for those who fail to see how they are being used against Africa's best interests. Regrettably, those states include some who were among the freedom fighters of yesterday and who haven't won their independence, are willing to drop it for some token aid and thereby deny to those still struggling for freedom even their moral support. Here is a phenomenon against which all African freedom fighters must be on their guard and resist to the utmost. Even though I appreciate the difficulties facing us, I must admit, I find it strange to watch some of us returning willingly to the colonialist fold. This time, they don't even have the excuse of being forced to subject themselves to foreign domination. It makes one wonder why so much effort and sacrifice and so many lives were given up to the achievement of independence in the first place, if it can only be so quickly and easily surrendered. We must begin to build immediately our own continental common market. For it is easy for anyone who studies the common market organization closely to realize that the common market is aimed at harnessing the African countries to satisfy the profit lust of the imperialist bloc and to prevent us from following an independent neutralist policy. It is easy to see that the imperialists and the colonialists are determined to retain the African countries in the position of suppliers of cheap raw materials. If we do not resist this threat, and if we throw in our lot with the common market, we shall doom the economy of Africa to a state of perpetual subjection to the economy of Western Europe. This will, of course, hinder the industrialization of our young African states. It is impossible to think of economic development and national independence without possessing an unfettered capacity for maintaining a strong industrial power. The activities of the common market are therefore fraught with dangerous political and economic consequences for the independent African states. The organization constitutes an attempt to replace the old system of colonial exploitation by a new system of collective colonialism which will be stronger and more dangerous than the old evils we are striving to liquidate from our continent. This is another reason why we should come together in a unified African economic plan, which, operating on a continental scale, can make a solid attack on the imperialist domination in Africa. We should, without delay, aim at the creation of a joint African military command. There is little wisdom in our present separate effort to build up and maintain defense forces, which, in any case, would be ineffective in a major world conflict. If we examine this problem realistically, we would ask, which single African state could protect itself against an imperialist aggressor? And how much more difficult this would be when some states are allowing the imperialists to maintain bases on their territories. I have already referred to the military forces which South Africa is raising and the danger it poses for the new African states and the struggle of those still in chains. Only our unity can provide us with anything like adequate protection. Those problems can best be met within a unified Africa, and it should be possible in the higher reaches of our endeavor to devise a constitutional structure which will secure the objectives I have outlined, and yet preserve the sovereignty of each of the countries joining the Union. Countries within the Union will naturally maintain their own constitutions, continue to use their own national emblem. On the liquidation of colonialism is given practical effect without further delay. So long as colonialism exists in Africa, Africans cannot help talking the way we do now. And mankind cannot escape the constant threat of war. Africa therefore appeals to the United Nations to live up to its reputation as the greatest bastion of world peace, and demands that a meeting of this year's United Nations session should be devoted to the problem of colonialism in Africa. It is folly. It is folly for the colonialists to think that they can hold back forever the progress of history. The process of change is inherent in the interplay of social, economic, and political forces. It is true that these can be hindered and impeded and even bent to different purposes, but not forever. However, we who are concerned with the immediacy of African independence and unity are not prepared to wait upon the evolution of history. We are determined to give history a revolutionary push. We must adopt a positive, all-out anti-colonialist, anti-imperialist attack, and this quickly, for we cannot afford the luxury of delay. time acts for the enemy, no less than for ourselves. Let us therefore examine our position seriously and objectively to see how well we have managed so far and evaluate our points of weakness and the necessary remedies. Let us determine what modifications are needed to adjust our strategy to counter the movements of the enemy and overcome him. This requires some plain speaking. And for the sake of Africa, let us speak plain. As I see it, our greatest danger stems from disunity and the inability to see that the realization of our hopes and aspirations, the realization of our objective of total African independence and of our future progress and prosperity is inextricably bound up with the necessity to unify our policy and actions in connection with the continuous struggle for independence and the greater task of economic and social reconstruction beyond it. We must therefore face the issue of African unity now. For only unity will make the artificial boundaries and regional demarcations imposed by colonialism obsolete and superfluous. African unity will thus provide an effective remedy for border disputes and internecine troubles. In a united Africa, there could be no frontier claims between Ethiopia and Somalia, or between Zanzibar and Kenya, Guinea or Liberia, or between Ghana, Togoland and the Ivory Coast. Because we would regard ourselves as one great continental family of people. Some of the leaders, it must be confessed, do not see the struggle of their brother Africans as part of their own struggle. Even if they did, they would not be free to express their solidarity. These rifts are consciously created by the imperialists between Africans, where they can sit back and watch with sly satisfaction, as well as contempt for those who fail to see how they are being used against Africa's best interests. Regrettably, those days include some who were among the freedom fighters of yesterday, and who haven't won their independence, are willing to drop it for some token aid, and thereby deny to those still struggling for freedom even their moral support. Here is a phenomenon against which all African freedom fighters must be on their guard and resist your tools.
Let's not.
Even though I appreciate the difficulties facing us, I must admit, I find it strange to watch some of us returning willingly to the colonialist fold. This time, they don't even have the excuse of being forced to subject themselves to foreign domination. It makes one wonder, why so much effort and sacrifice and so many lives were given up to the achievement of independence in the first place, if it can only be so quickly and easily surrendered. Unhappily for us, colonialism creates in some intellectual allegiances which are not severed at the moment of independence, but remain to condition loyalties away from Africa towards the metropolis which draws them. They are unable, it should appear, to accept the idea that Africans can get together to make viable and going concern of a combined African continent, but rather see their salvation in coming together in association like the Franco-African community mooted recently at Bangui. Although there are many here who speak English, French, Spanish, or Portuguese, nevertheless, We are all Africans. Africans fighting for Africa's independence, Africa's unity, Africa's future. I have said that I understand the difficulties of these states, which are drawing away from the African community back into that of Europe. Peace with the demands of their people. For rising standards of living and better social conditions, but charged with economies that can hardly meet the recurrent expenses of administration and maintenance. They are indelible. And standing at their elbows are the new colonial agents, welcoming them back with a smile into the web of imperialism, though it may have a new look this time, and offer the irresistible bait of immediate help. But this help would require a wait, as they will experience with no great loss of time by the knots into which their economies will be tied by the Euro-African Association. Imperialism does not change its nature. It only changes its front. It still needs colonial appendages, whether in name or in fact, to exploit and at the same time support this Cold War strategy. In the face of this serious threat to our economy, the independence in Africa, we must begin to build immediately our own continental common market. For it is easy for anyone who studies the common market organization closely to realize that the common market is aimed at harnessing the African countries to satisfy the profit loss of the imperialist bloc and to prevent us from following an independent neutralist policy. It is easy to see that the imperialists and the colonialists are determined to retain the African countries in the position of suppliers of cheap raw materials. If we do not resist this threat, and if we throw in our lot with the common market, we shall doom the economy of Africa to a state of perpetual subjection to the economy of Western Europe. This will, of course, hinder the industrialization of our young African states. It is impossible to think of economic development and national independence without possessing an unfettered capacity for maintaining a strong industrial power. The activities of the common market are therefore fraught with dangerous political and economic consequences for the independent African states. The organization constitutes an attempt to replace the old system of colonial exploitation by a new system of collective colonialism, which will be stronger and more dangerous than the old evils we are striving to liquidate from our continent. There is an alternative to Euro-African Association with these deadly implications for Africa's independence and progress. It is in an African economic community in which we can all pool our production and our trade to a common advantage. It is not difficult to imagine that the new colonialists would describe this as a pooling of poverty. It is, however, too simple a distortion of fact. Africa is rich and not poor. As the great wealth that has been taken out of our continent over five centuries of exploitation and extortion, very well put. Africa has immense actual and potential wealth. Gold, diamond, copper, manganese, bauxite, iron ore, uranium, asbestos, chrome, cobalt, a host of other minerals. Our essential agricultural produce have all been drained away by colonial spirits. Africa is far from being good. It is Africans who are poor, not Africa. And they are poor because of the uncounted profit that has been made out of the exploitation of their labor and their lands. If we have been beaten to enter the European community, we must have something that community needs, and needs badly, when it tends to offer a bonus by way of aid. When Greeks come bearing grapes, should we not look them well in the mouth? If I may mix my metaphor, but I'm sure you get my meaning. When we, new, untried, inexperienced states, are flattered into European alliance, we enter not as equals, but as suppliers of primary products and the generosity of industrial competition. How generous they can be, we have learned from our
strategy.
Who fixes the prices? Who can play off one against the other by allowing the goods of associates being free of tariff and placing the tariff on others? As long as it is possible to deal with this singly, one by one, we are at the mercy of the imperialists rather than their generosity. And we shall find ourselves in the same old crept state of receiving the lowest possible prices for our raw materials, while those of us who are obliged to buy their manufactured goods because of being members of the association will pay for them through the nose. These same states will find themselves tied up in knots which will prevent their going into an open market for their needs of goods and capital investment. And above all, they will lose their option of non-alignment and find themselves dragged into the diplomacy of imperialist Cold War politics, which will operate against the independence and intrinsic interests of Africa. Those of us who cannot see through these implications can only be suffering from an intense myopia. Within our African community, our pooled production will place us in a position to bargain for higher prices and so secure greater revenues, out of which we can invest in our development. At the same time, we can trade freely among ourselves and buy from ourselves in the cheapest markets. We can turn for aid to those sources which will give us the most suitable terms while leaving us free to follow our own internal and external policy. But more even than this narrow cooperation, we need a wider continental economic plan which will allow us, within unity, to exploit Africa's tremendous resources for our common welfare and greater African development and progress. If We are really sincere in our desire to see the end of imperialism in Africa. Then, apart even from the consideration involved in African unity, we should turn away from any form of association with Europe, which, through its new colonialist control of our policies, will help rather sustain that imperialism under the mine. It is bad enough that our economies, as a legacy of colonial rule, are imperialist control, and that we have to strive every means to rid ourselves of this economic imperialism and secure our development and progress on solid African foundations. This is another reason why we should come together in a unified African economic plan, which, operating on a continental scale, can make a solid attack on the imperialist domination in Africa. We should, without delay, aim at the creation of a joint African military command. There is little wisdom in our present separate effort to build up and maintain defense forces, which, in any case, would be ineffective in a major world conflict. If we examine this problem realistically, we would ask, which single African state could protect itself against an imperialist aggression? And how much more difficult this would be when some states are allowing the imperialists to maintain bases on their territories. I have already referred to the military forces which South Africa is raising and the danger it poses for the new African states and the struggle of those still in chains. Only our unity can provide us with anything like adequate protection. If we do not unite and combine our military forces, South Africa, along with her allies or any other colonialist imperialist power, can pick us off one by one. Not only that, some of us, out of a sense of insecurity, may be drawn into making defense pacts with imperialists, which will endanger the security of us all. It follows that if we set up in Africa a common economic planning organization and a joint military command, we shall have to work out and adopt a common foreign policy to give political direction to our continental development and our continental defense. Why I have dwelt at some length with these problems of the unity of independent African states and what relevance they have to our immediate problem of how to overcome the obstacles standing in the way of your own struggle and independence as a freedom fighters. I think I have answered any such questions by pointing out that the danger to the whole subject of your fight for freedom in the fragmentary state of Africa at this present time. Moreover, the moment you have achieved your independence, you will be faced with the practical problems of protecting that independence and securing your viability in order to lay the foundations on which you build up economic and social development. You must know where you are going, what avenues of support await you, which will contribute to your real consolidation and protection and meet the problems that will confront you. Those problems can best be met within a unified Africa, and it should be possible in the higher reaches of our endeavor to devise a constitutional structure which will secure the objective I have outlined, and yet preserve the sovereignty of each of the countries joining the Union. countries within the Union will naturally maintain their own constitutions, continue to use their own national emblems and national anthems and other symbols and paraphernalia of sovereignty. Regional associations and territorial groupings can only be other forms of balkanization unless they are conceived within the framework of a continental union. There are existing models which can modify, which we can modify or adapt to our pattern. The United States of America, the Soviet Union, India and China have proved the efficacy of unions embracing large stretches of land and population. When the first 13 states of America tried to promote the idea of the United States, this was ridiculed as an empty dream and vigorously resisted by many. Today, America is the foremost industrial country in the world, and the states within the union number 50 states. And who would have thought that almost 100 different peoples of various levels of economic, social, and political development could have been welded into the major state with the Soviet Union has become in such space of time. In such short space of time. For example, the example of Europe, which is left in confusion after centuries of mutually destructive economic warfare and competition, because it failed to build a sound foundation for common political action and understanding, to be a lesson for us all. But with the exigencies created by the shrinking of empires, the growing socialist world, and the need generated by the greater productive capacities inherent in present-day techniques, even Europe is now beginning to seek its common association. It is paradoxical, therefore, that some African states should be turning away from their proper African affiliations to those of other nations. Rather, we should all be working ceaselessly to bring to fruition the fond hope of African unity, to which we all give lip service and to which most of us are resolutely dedicated.
Anyhow, any media so to move away from being too lazy.
And now, fellow freedom fighters,
let me say
a few words about the sad development in what looked like hopeful moves towards the unity of the Caribbean island. It may sound far-fetched, but it has a great worth of it. We regard West Indians as our brothers. For they have strong ties of kinship with us here in Africa. They, like us, have suffered and are still suffering the iniquities of colonial oppression. I think it's only right that we should show concern over any development which tends to undermine their solidarity and progress. And we have indeed been saddened by the failure of the attempt at federation. How can these little islands hope to stand by themselves in the future any better than they have done in the past? When the trend is towards the creation of bigger units of economic viability, it is both distressing to find that some of our brothers across the Atlantic seem to be unaware of the vital needs of the widest possible federation, drawn together by a central government which...
Thank you.
where you play.
And so let us remember that as Ghanaians, we are all involved in building a better Ghana. Yeni na yeka ho na o man Ghana e be ko na nim. Wo ye ofo mu de na ye nsu ya ya famu de na o man no akona nim. Tebi o.
Arise Ghana youth for your country. The nation demands your devotion. Let us all unite to uphold her and make her great and strong.
Tebi o. Logo drums, gome, deuta, ahomensia. Sireba, sireba. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. Let's all do this song together. Yenina yenyedumi.
God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong. All to defend forever the cause of freedom and of fire.
Fill our heart with true healing.
going to take the Ghana national anthem one more time. Yen yina ye be kangum neat. Ora. Siriba.
God bless her. Fearless, honesty, and our best story.
7.
Or Nigerians, but as Africans. Africans, united in our resolve to remain here until we have agreed on the basic principles of a new compact of unity among ourselves, with guarantees for us and our future, a new arrangement for continental government. If we succeed in establishing a new set of principles as the basis of a new charter or statute for the establishment of a continental unit of Africa and the creation of social and political progress for our people, then, in my view, this conference should mark the end of our various groupings and regional blocs. But if we fail and let this grand and historic opportunity slip by, then we shall give way to greater dissension and division among us, for which the people, the masses of the people of Africa, will never forgive us. And the popular and progressive forces and movements within Africa will condemn us surely. I'm sure, therefore, that we shall not fail them. Your Excellencies, I have spoken at length because it is necessary for us all to explain not only to one another present here, but also to our people who have instructed us, the fate and destiny of the African continent. We must therefore not leave this place until we have set up an effective machinery for achieving African unity. To this end, I now propose for your consideration the following. As a step, Your Excellencies, a declaration of principles uniting and binding us together, and to which we must all faithfully and loyally adhere, and laying the foundation of unity to be set down. And there should also be a formal declaration that all the independent African states here and now agree to the establishment of a Union of African States. A second, an urgent step for the realization of the unification of Africa. An All-Africa Committee of Foreign Ministers be set up now, and that before we rise from this conference, a date should be fixed for them.
Yeah.
Of the heads of our governments, a permanent body of officials and experts to work as a missionary for the Union Government of Africa. This body of officials and experts should be made up of one or two of the best brains from each of the independent African states, the various charters of the adjacent groupings and other relevant documents could also be submitted to this official expert working under the hegemony of a committee of the foreign ministers. And a presidium consisting of the heads of government of independent African states should be called upon to meet and adopt a constitution and other recommendations which will launch the government of Africa. We must also decide on a location where this body of officials and experts will work as the new headquarters or capital of our union government. Some central place in Africa might be the fairest suggestion. From my view, either at Bangui in the Central African Republic or in Libreville in the Congo. All the officials that will go there, and we shall see what they will work. My colleagues may have other proposals. The Committee of Foreign Ministers, officials and experts should be empowered, but we have no time, to establish, one, a commission to frame a constitution for the Union Government of African States. Two, a commission to work out a continent-wide plan for the United or Common Economic and Industrial Program for Africa. This plan should include,
for setting up, who you mean, sir?
Oh, yeah! Freedom! Come on! Freedom!
7.
Amo ni baba, Akoda baby basa. Ghana man, aye bejani akotogo ana.
Baby order.
I be goons, Burkina Faso ana say.
It is about to be Dusa, Fabo Propotia Casana, yes, it can. Marima, honey, man, Penny, more from the teacher for Sunday morning. I would disagree, he did. I have free on my talk, but it's a big
still no break up.
So my betting kunima akone nima lejna nkabom so
nyeno warriors
sen kabom su beye juma achise yehunu se party A party B yenyina e gana mpo
abatuwe yentu no domu nasunja yenye mama yese no.
Every any better man, every rock or mom went. Gana Jiwuli, Gana Jimini, any bell on a poor way, any bell on a poor way.
Just say yeah, yeah, town folk. Some people want to get the party. I just say yeah, town folk. Ah, who am I hanging out for? Yet in our done your son to you. I gonna fall into my perfume. There are no don't think gonna man a bay.
Hey, what the man go ya go pala? Jagana fe, time of only what to your dad.
So many billion and talk. Many women who have the power. So let's keep the peace. No party beef. One to one, see you super promote. Divided we fall, united we stand. God bless
oh, yeah,
America.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, me want my guarantee, Miss Travel, Papa, my infant to Tata. I have some gain of Fata Timunya, Tokwana Munya, and your Fata for my intruma.
In Shiraya Fan.
Yanara Sassini, Air Ford in Nimaye, Mojana, Nanam Shegu, Naditu, Homaye, Edumi.
Power sports.
is my motherland. Lady Ghana tiny. Anything I go talk, link it to timing. Bo, waku bonia hey, boni dana fee hey. Many me fende hi kati, many me ne wam fee. Male bahi kenyi fende baje min kebo. Boye no ko ninja la wapwe mi kebo. I promise on my own, I'm go kwe taya ni ene shona. Ling wafi bina sana, limbo ko na no shona.
Yawaena, Jumanchi afiko mai. Kowan kabila capital zahira kai banda bambanci mu daina zalunci
ubangijin Allah wai ma
zumunci ya fi komai
annan Muhammad wai ma
zumunci ya fi komai
ayen mu wai ma
zumunci ya fi komai
This is not a peace song, it's a love song.
Yeah.
Peace and Ghana getting married, keep the love strong.
See, a peace we cannot risk.
War at home is like cardiac arrest, cause home is where the heart is. Let the trumpet sound victory.
Victory.
The battle that we won is a battle for a peace.
Yeah.
We promise on the honor that we'll never fight again. Cause Ghana is the happy place, the joy we should defend.
I chose to fight a bone, I gave my dog a medal. A granny burn and one in your will any TJ. Get up, what's up, motherland? I don't feel like I'll be there and Afia.
Yep.
I'm in love with you now. Tamajiba Majihara Mabiata Wasanya with a dodgy love for from Gaka Chale How. From the big six, you still to fix things. Mawa Hamaka for what she can't do with reaches.
If you don't make it be, somebody for fight with a need for a piece. Hey, income boom, income boom.
Hey, easy with it. Huh?
Maybe we don't protect the nation. Mother God and anyone I say.
About the peace, hey, about our sovereignty, Christian. About the peace, hey, I wanna know. Now sovereignty, what hey, ba? My from my wife, but she's a work at some chore. One six, the men be you some keeping you on shuara. We see a different thing for a man who are when you live your cocoon. A lady be okay, palace. A lady be okay, palace. A lady
be okay. Disappointment, ba. Disgrace. You want to say na me? You want to say na me? Se kumase hwe ene atezde obi apon dwuma bere bo no hwe ni pra bere ye yes what are one go hwe dia wo ye ye u wi asa dia be hwe se pitch what is pitch wo ka che se pitch u wi o se ka che se wo ta ka che se changes na ye ye no se ka ye ni ntema na ke be kasa ke aye ntema ga re coach Master Coach, when you're ready, so over here, you want to be a master. Jao
Power Sports. Enye ntiyetiemu, enye tenye, enye dedeyo, enye kotoko one has one. Nemum authentic analysis. Aye namsu esunyadie na ye chire yajne. Insure Power Sports, number one.
I think it was a difficult game. And we made too many mistakes in the first half. And to be frank, playing against such a team, if you start to lose passes in the midfield, now we've lost the first game, yes. And this is the first league. And then we next week we also go to the second league. Yes, it's a tall order, but then we've seen...
Tell me something. You want to tell me it didn't work. But I scored for who? I did not lose the game. I scored. And so what? And so what? Do you believe this is lack of confidence in you people?
All right.
Do you believe they can come and beat me 3? You know, it was a tough game beyond our thinking. Because when we heard of Kwara United, we all thought we just passed through. But I said it during my press before the game that the fact that we've qualified tells you that they are a good club. You know, in Ghana, we used to have 64 clubs and we emerged champions. So they also, I don't know the number of play, clubs, but since they emerged champions, it tells you that they are an experienced team.
ti se de yeka no on se o bo africa africa na o bo e ye prelims na de yebo ye the goals na de as a what mean ya goals na o se ni ate na se o se ni ate a 4-3 no african football na de and ye bo sizes bible ye de be we mti na bo on se supporters agiashe goals ye ni ye de and je senke ye 4-2 no kra na aka bo on se e dia supporters ye de e ju beti
ah si to de se ye se che e che na o beti touchline no ye se sa on bo on bo that is bia we win the thing now we can carry United what's in fourth we win we go and job do we go na
as an tikotoko we don't know that they are even better like this. Our assertion is not what we met, but they are a bit luckier today. That's it. They are a bit luckier, but they are coming to meet us at home as well.
Ja cap a la dreta per Xavi, assistència de Xavi, més cap a la dreta per Messi, 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 i menys Messi, encara 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 Messi, gol, 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 gol,
gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol, gol,
35 etie fu ma munyina che ya sabe trance ade agude munsa Monday edition. In fact ene holiday yeguso yes celebrity young former president Dr. Kwame Nkrumah amedio busa me ameka se na owo a unique persona papa no na odanso ne niema ye oye ni na che se na indeed or a great 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 leader and it yeguso celebrating a legacy audija aye enchima anuti yenyina no so na yamamu nyina che emfa embra age medino so insha 104.5 holiday edition insha passports and na achieve for your tenacity ye di ebremo encha kra garbage awa ha odi eba come ne na mane ne nkomo awabo abo ani na no wait me at the abrain oria na the fisam and so atraso at the amamunti fronia for be catching essential passports and a holiday dear but yabasa yeba seven more na yamamo agudim in some papa yeah live our YouTube in Shah TV oba subscribing and far on message you know a kaho sanso and on your multi TV decoder also searching for in Shah TV na and the holiday edition also you're part of it. Now for a message, no bra. Na yen ken kai emfa emma. Na a weekend of football. Na a weekend be a mimi say me ren fi da. In my entire life, me di ewo ayas asi so because ya non ko for na kama. Amasi se uko social media no soa. Soa ye deem. Catch them. So patience ama yo game we on men kasabi bri. Ebe adwuma ni na o park ne so na in the EPL se Liverpool che se league no kwan bia so munya o mesan age ade asi omo enna so a in the Manchester derby I'm going to Everton and come, you know, my Everton take Carabao because they say 100% record. Liverpool, they could talk more. Manchester United, HR Chelsea, I come, you know, Emma Chelsea take Cano, a year back, Arsenal City, Master and Apprentice, I know, so about 1-1. Oh, I know, so no, it is some common day by more La Liga, Real Madrid, so no, still 100% record. I'm going to Espanol and come, you know, my Amo and Timmy Antibasa, and so without a Lamine Yamal Edna Rashford I'm dropping no no I'm say 3-0 Eritrea eye getefe no so no ya don come on Airbus ya games no e to dwa internet asolo 2-1 Samsung and Germany Bundesliga so no half yam tfie ema inform Bayern Munich e ko twa me kan 9 I'm so entimi and Janini na no on come ha ye be di our show no so unim say and na Ballon d'Or no I was night no Airbus so na the biggest question, of course, and it's a who wins the ultimate? Nindinano, when we say Bismarck, who should be Bayala, and Fifi Manfred Ba, Yebidin Komono, and so at the Afaho, na Yebefia, CAF Champions League, Yenianum Baby and Ghost Stars, and a Repe Ghana, at the Accra Sports Stadium, Prelims, Ghost Stars, a chess, a competition, you know, Amunsheda, and Yisa, Amunya familiar with the competition. And in TGS Kabila of Algeria betray my Kaminoa. Amo entimenti. After the game, no, Kofrim Poman so say Amo ye mistakes in the first half no. And ma Kabili for ni trauma camino mo entimi anti. Yeba, yeba be this side game no come of course. Confederations Capitals no. Come on, sir, Sante Koroko Shedia. Nanso Utier supporter Dudu Onwa. I'm say win way dear. Amo ni sheda enyon 4-3. And I come on, sir, Sante Koroko over Kwara United out the CAF Confederations Cup. And also Yakoba Yabedin Komo Karim Zito after the game of the Nsema Odo at the Tuga. Or did they say still now Kroko Chanza? Wamu Ebetimi a qualify Edi Akomenim. Meba chow Kwara United Omu coach FNC Tunde Sani and as a Sani Tunde Aso Kotoko lucky papa 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 papa. Number two omo or Nigeria. Pam Choyam Komra. Nasa Komini Nan Yemedi Ewo Eye Show no so in Shawanzo 4.5 Gabi Turam Gabi the Foreigner at your four or the air common in Afe. I'm an in common bobo and no etimi at the abrain.